Otherwise, Bart right. Tochen.
Number one was. Yeah. Right, okay. So, we spoke about Tochen. We said that, for example, there's a heter of Tochen in a number of cases. One was Gilui Kaka. The next one we said was there's no Tochen, Acha Tochen. Means an item that's been ground out once before, and you want to remake it again, you want to re-grind it, sorry. Yeah? To cut it up. Yeah, that's what, yeah, yeah, really, yeah. But imagine you've got, let's say, for example, bread or matzo or cake, we said, and you want to grind it up further, it means you want to grind it up, that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Because since it was once upon a time, it was ground up, it's been remade into a unit, into a mass, you're allowed to crush it up again on Shabbos and make it ois, matzah, ois bread, whatever it is, cake, everything can undo it. Not a specialized keli. You must use a specialized keli, but this is allowed to be done with a knife. You can cut with a knife into very small pieces. And we said as well that there's a bit of a kasha from there, from Hilchos Tit, because there it says that you can't grind up tit. So we asked a kasha, why one place here, one place not. So we said that the various terutzim, one terutz is that by food items is different to non-food items. A food item that was ground up and made into something to re-grind it is mutter. That's why bread, biscuits, you can undo. Masha enkein, tit is not allowed. That's one answer. Another answer we said was that it's mevatl, the first thing. When you make tit, it's undone the first mixture. It means it was loose, but when the water falls onto it, grinds and puts it together again, it becomes like one big unit, so it's undone completely the first grinding. Masha enkein, bread, biscuits, and cake, whatever it is, there's some grinding, it's still recognizable, the original grinding. Either pshat because you can notice it on the bread, or pshat because you can undo it much quicker than you could have done beforehand, so it's still nicker the, what do you call it? That's what we want to answer, why there's ein token acha token. We did say one other answer, I don't know what the other answer was, why there's ein token acha token. Three answers.
You can't tell it's smaller.
Okay, then we said another two atelium we spoke about. The other two atelium were that if you use the back of a knife or the back of a fork or a spoon, which is a complete shinui, that is allowed to be done. That's, since it's such a recognizable shinui, that is allowed to be done. So you can take a banana, a carrot, mush it up with the back of a knife, the back of a carrot, or the back of a spoon, or the bottom side of a plate or a cup. Since it's such a major shinui, that is allowed to be done. That was heter number, another heter. And then finally, we finished off with another heter last week, and that was the heter of if the food has been cooked previously. The food has been cooked previously, and it's already broken down a bit more because it's been cooked. We said it was hard to find. Is that the example of this?
Potatoes.
We said the mice have many possible take on that. It's not enough. It's cooked and it's crushed up. It has to not. It's broken up. It has to be already started crumbling. It's already further. It's already crumbling. It's already nearly finished the mashing process, and therefore that is mutter to do on Shabbos Zelf. So we said an example of that would be potatoes, which you started mashing before Shabbos and you haven't finished off. And we said another example would be the mashal strawberry jam, and you find in the jam you find a strawberry that's already been cooked. It's already been more or less very soft. That to crush that up, finish that crushing off, that would be allowed to be done. That's what we said last week. Compote, yeah, that's what someone said. Also, compote oat example, right. Now, let's move on to this week's title. So this week's title is how to make a fruit salad on Shabbos. So, can anyone tell what problems besides children could be involved when you make a fruit salad? Right, very good, very good. Boire could also be a problem, yeah, because very often when you do a fruit salad, you're going to peel the fruits, and also you might have your fruit in a fruit bowl. So you want to make your fruit salad, you're going to have to make sure that you do it somach l'sudah for your boire. What about Tochen? Is there any heterium in Hilchos Tochen? So here, the big Kiddush, the Ramah in Siman Shein Chav Aleph, Sifyut Beis, says a big Kiddush. Don't get too excited. I'm going to read it out to you, please. Don't get too excited yet. Okay? Hold on. The Ramah says the following. Chol Zeh, the whole problem of Tochen, we said over here, Loi Mairi Ele B'chotech HaManiach, where a person cuts up and he intends to leave it over. He's not using it straight away. Avol im lo ochlu miyad. If you cut it up very finely, but you want to eat it straight away, lovely, hakol shori. Everything's allowed. So you ask me a question, can you make a fruit salad on Shabbos? I will tell you that according to the Ramah will tell you that if you're going to use your fruit salad straight away, you can cut up your fruit salad into small pieces, not with a keli amiyuchud. You mustn't use a specialized keli again, but you could take a knife and you can cut your peas into very small. But only what you need for your meal. That means you can't make a big fruit salad for now and short of sugars. You're making it for lunchtime, you want to make a fruit salad. So you can't make your fruit salad into small pieces, chop up into small pieces for now and for short of sugars, because you don't need that. That's not somach hasudah. So you only can do your grinding what's needed now. So any salad you need to make for now is allowed. Any salad that you want to make for later, that is not allowed to be done. That's not my friend Somer Suda. So what's called Somer Suda? We saw it in Boebam. Mr. Brewer here speaks out. Yeah, but what's called Somer Suda? How near to your meal is called Somer Suda? So Mr. Brewer says, very into what he says. And Mr. Brewer brings down over here about eating it, you're allowed to cut up straight away. Why is this mutter? The whole problem is if you leave it over. If you want to eat it straight away, it's mutter. Because he says, the Mishnah says, the Torah didn't ask a person to eat small or big pieces. Like you find by Boira, there's a het of derech achila. So who are din by toichen? What's normal before you eat is also normal. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down to the Shuvah Zerach, the Rashba, and therefore you've got the same heter you've got for Boira, you've got for toichen. Let me just finish off what you're saying. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you mustn't do this cutting until you come out shul. Why? To be in some chasura mamish. We need it to be near the meal time. That means near the meal time. The definition of near the meal time is the time it takes for you to prepare this before your meal. 2 or 3 hours is much too far ahead. There's no hetin hilchos boira or toichen. Oh, that's a different question. If it takes you, if you're a very slow worker, not you, if someone's a very slow worker, and it takes them to peel the apples and the oranges, it takes 2 hours, then that's takamuta. That's takarite. But let's say you've got someone who works very fast, and he says, I want to have a 2-hour slot in order to be finished after half an hour. That's not allowed. So whatever you, however long it takes you to make...
You can make
very small pieces. You can. This heta, what we're learning so far, don't run away, because we need you. This heta over here, so far what we're learning, of toichen somach hasudah, is to cut up into small pieces. Because this is a new heta we're coming out of. We'll come out with a new chiddush in hilchos toichen, a new heta in hilchos toichen. If you cut the pieces up in small pieces, but you do it somach hasudah, that is mutter. So really, we should close the shiur now. Really, we should go home. You've got a good heta. But don't, Rabbi Yisrael, don't run away. Don't run away. Because even though the Ramah, and we can't dispute this, the Ramah says that if you cut up into small pieces, but you do it near the mealtime is allowed, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many people disagree with this heter. Many people disagree with this heter, and they tanya that in Boira there's a heter of Hilchos Somach Hasudah, that's clear. But who said you can compare other melachos to Boira? And therefore this heter of Somach Hasudah is a heter in Hilchos Boira, but it's not a heter in Hilchos Toichen. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Beis Yosef, Hatam, he brings over here, yes, there's some people not happy with this heter. The Gamba Beis Yosef Kosov, the Beis Yosef himself writes this, even, listen to what he says now, the Beis Yosef says, even if you intend to eat straight away, you should not cut into small pieces. Not cut into small pieces. What does the Beis Yosef say you should do? Yachtoich lechatichas gedoilois ketsas. Slightly bigger than you would. Now, this is very problematic what this means. If you cut very big pieces, there's no token at all. Yeah, we said that right at the beginning. If someone takes an apple, for example, and cuts it into 4 quarters, there's no problem at all, totally. Obviously, you're cutting it small, but you're in the grey area. You're cutting it not mummish duck, says the Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't cut it mummish fine. Cut it slightly bigger, but not big enough that it's no problem at all. You're making a combination of two etarim. You're combining somach lesudah plus the pieces are slightly bigger than you would have made it very small, then those two together you can rely on and do it. Small means what people consider very small. If you make it slightly bigger than that small, every item, we said this when we started Hilke Stoichen, every food item we look at different. There's no fixed, I can't give you a measuring scale to tell you every food item. Sorry?
I thought
we'd bring a sample of the size. Of the... You have to bring me the food. You bring me the food. The Chayre, when Arika Shabbos and others say the Hagdora is what's called small. What people call small. When you make a fruit stand, you cut out apples. What people call very small, that is the Issur of Tochen. If you make them slightly bigger than that, very slightly bigger, plus it's Somach Suda, then that's Mutter. If you make it very big, then there's no problem at all. You can do it. You can do it. There's no problem at all. So you've got three levels: very, very small, which that the Ramah holds, Somach Suda is Mutter. So if you see someone cutting up a fruit salad very, very small, and he's doing it near the meantime, you can't object to him. Now that you come this year, you might say, "Well, we want to be a bit more strict. We don't want to take on like this shit. We want to be a bit more machmir." Like Mr. Brewer says, "One should." What? You can eat it. And Mike says, "Zikr song to be serving on the." Yeah, you can zikr eat it because the remorse matter. At the end of the day, the remorse says it's all right. The remorse says, "Okay, you can't get away from the fact the remorse says it's mutter." The Mice of Mr. Brewer's got a chumrah that, besides using the remorse just by himself of Somak Lusuda, besides just relying on this fact by itself, one should make a bit of siruf. One should make the pieces slightly bigger than you would have otherwise, and that way you've overcome, it could be not called Mummy's token, even though it's very small, and you've got Somak Lusuda, that's all right, yes. Yeah, that's also a good point. Someone cut up very small, relying for the Suda, it's going to be on the Suda. It happened to be no one was hungry, no one ate it. That's no problem. That you can use for later, there's no problem at all. If you cut it up, a bishas you cut it up, you had in mind to cut it up from the Suda, that is mutter to do, there's no problem in that way. So the only problem over here that we're talking about is where you're cutting up very fine. So again, if you cut it up very fine, according to the Ramah, it's mutter. The Somak Lusuda is mutter. If you want to go a bit further, and you want to cut it up, you want to not rely on the Ramah by himself, you want to use a tziruv, a combination, then what you can do is, if you make the pieces slightly bigger than you would have otherwise, still small, but slightly bigger, plus it's Somach Lusuda, then that becomes mutter to do. And that will be a way of making your salad. This Rabbosai only works for food items. I mean, someone's got very clever now, he says, you know what, I want to play with a bit of sand. So he's designated it before Shabbos, for example. So he wants to use the sand. So he says, you know what, I've got a lump of sand there. I'm going to crumble it up. Somach Lusuda, I want to use it now, straight away. That doesn't work. This Hetzel Somach Lusuda only works by food items. It's only by food items. Muxa could be, but let's say you designated it before Shabbos. Let's say you decide, if you miyachad it to use, then you can't work with Muxa. If you miyachad it to use beforehand, then there's not a problem with Muxa. So that will be another way around this problem. If you, it won't help you for non-food items. This Hetzel of Somach Lusuda only works by food items. One other thing I must tell you, and that is the chayre, that is a big hetzer this now. I mean, if a person wants to mash a banana, for example, strictly speaking, according to the Ramah, you could mash a banana with a fork, normal, not a specialized keli, take a fork, mash it up, and use it straight away, according to the Ramah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you'd have a problem, because you have to make the pieces slightly bigger. Now, in a banana, when you mash it up, there's no way of making it slightly bigger. So, according to the Ramah and Mishnah Berurah, you will not be able to do this eitzah really. So, okay, it's not the end of the world. I'm saying, Lemaisa, you've got the remorse. Someone wants to mash out a banana, certainly for the tzorich of a child. But the zikr be so much on this shitter of the, what do you call it, of the remorse. Yeah. The tzorich of a child, that one can cut and mash out smallly. The Chazlish punkt disagrees with hetzer mashing out. He's saying the whole hetzer of the remorse is only when you grind into small pieces. When you make a big mush, there's no hetzer of this. All right? So according to the Chazlish, it's a problem. But according to everyone else, that is okay. So let me just recap what we said. We've said, we've said that there's a chiddush in toichen that a person can do toichen if it's somach lusuda. The Ramah's heter is anything which is somach lusuda is near the meal time. You've got a blanket heter to cut the pieces into small pieces, as small as you want, not with a specialized keli. You must not use a specialized keli, but you can cut the pieces as small as you want. If nice, the Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with this Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should not rely on this Ramah, you should make the pieces slightly bigger than you would normally, slightly bigger, plus Somach Lusuda, so you've got a combination of two factors, it's near the meal time, which is the Ramah, plus the pieces slightly bigger, that could be that's not totally questionable, together with those two things together, you can make it Somach Lusuda. And that would be a heter. I'm saying when you can't do this, the moshel and a banana, then a person could mash the banana for a child. If he needs to mash for a banana for a child, it would be a heter to do that in the right way. Yeah? Okay, we have to stop there. Stop it easily. Due to the 10